exploring the crimes of the Russian serial killer Mikhail Popkov, also known as the werewolf or the Angarsk maniac. As usual, the podcast will be delivered in an ASMR style whisper to help you relax and unwind after a busy day. A small disclaimer before we begin. Some of the details in this podcast do contain graphic descriptions of murder, sexual assaults, and other disturbing actions and events. So this podcast is not suitable or recommended for anyone under the age of 13. So without further ado, let's get into the case. Not much is known about the serial killer Mikhail Popkov's early life, except that he was born on the 7th of March 1974 in Norilsk and moved to Angarsk with his parents at a young age. There is no known information about his father available, but there is speculation that his mother was an alcoholic who abused Popkov during his childhood. Many believe this is where his hatred of women stemmed from. Later in life, Popkov met, fell in love, and married Yelena Popkova, and the couple had one daughter, whom they named Ekaterina. Popkov joined the Irkutsk police force and became a police officer, and would later work for private security firms once he had retired from his role in the police. To friends, neighbours, and work colleagues, Popkov was seen as a loving and loyal husband, and a doting and adoring father. However, they didn't know that Popkov was living a double life. Popkov's killing career started when he believed his wife was having an affair, and although Yelena vehemently denied it, this accusation and mistrust was enough to trigger the catalyst in Popkov's mind that any immoral woman should be disposed of. It is believed that Popkov's killing career started in 1992 and lasted for up to 2 decades, coming to an end in 2010. But recently, there have been claims it could have been up until 2012 when he was finally apprehended. As of 2020, Popkov has been convicted of 81 murders, but it is believed he is responsible for upwards of more than 100, with some even stating it could be near the 200 mark. All of Popkov's victims ranged from the ages of 16 to 40, and all except one were women. Popkov's modus operandi was to lure his victims into his police car with the offer of an alcoholic drink and to lift home. If they accepted, then Popkov saw this as an immoral act, and it gave him the permission he needed to carry out his brutal killings. Once inside the police car, Popkov would lock the doors and then drive the victim to a secluded area where he would take them out of the car, strip them naked, and then sexually assault them. Once he was finished with them, he would murder them with whatever was to hand, often something that had been removed from other police crime scenes, for example, knives, axes, baseball bats, and screwdrivers. Popkov's advanced knowledge of the crime scenes meant he had the upper hand and knew not to leave any evidence behind, and this is believed to have helped him stay undetected for longer periods of time. His victims had 145 to 170 stab wounds and were all brutally murdered in some way. For those whose bodies were recovered, like Tatiana Martinova, Yulia Kuprikova, Marina Lisner, and Lilia Pashkovaska, were so badly disfigured from the beatings, the Russian tradition of having an open coffin was simply not possible. I'd just like to stop and say here that I am awfully sorry if I get any of these names wrong or if I pronounce them incorrectly. Obviously I'm not Russian and my Russian is not the best, so I've tried my best to try and pronounce the names of the victims correctly, but I do apologize if I have stated anybody's name in the wrong manner. I'll carry on now. Another disturbing trait Popkov was also known for was taking part in necrophilia, where sexual acts are carried out on a victim after they have deceased. Popkov even went so far as to behead one victim, leaving her head in a trash can. And although no name has been given for this victim, it is believed that she was a medical student. And on another occasion, he even cut the heart out of another victim. However, not all of Popkov's victims were dealt a grisly fate of death. Two of his victims actually survived one of his attacks. And one of the most harrowing stories is that of Svetlana Miss Aevichus, who survived an attack by the werewolf. Svetlana, who was only 17 at the time, was set upon while she walked home from a friend's house during a very cold, harsh night. Whilst on her way home, she noticed a car pull up at the side of her, and at first she was reluctant to stop to see who was driving to get in, as she had been recently warned about getting into a stranger's car, especially with the current attacks going on. But when she saw it was a police car, and Popkov showed her a badge, even though he was in plain clothes, she felt more comfortable. Popkov managed to lure the young girl into his car with a promise of a lift home. Svetlana later spoke of how she did feel safe getting into the car, as she had no reason to doubt a police officer's motives. However, when Popkov drove past Svetlana's home, she instantly knew something was wrong. Popkov locked all of the doors in the car and drove Svetlana to a wooded area which was very secluded. Whilst here, he set upon Svetlana in a brutal attack, which saw her dragged from the car and into the wooded area, where she was forced to strip naked in the freezing conditions. Popkov then proceeded to repeatedly bang her head against a tree to make her lose consciousness, and he then proceeded to rape her. Svetlana spoke of how throughout the attack, Popkov never spoke a single word and was mute. The young girl, however, put up a fight throughout her attack and at one point managed to get from underneath Popkov and made a desperate bid for freedom. However, managed to overpower her and threw her down some steps. When her body lay there at the bottom of the steps and she didn't move, Popkov believed that she was dead and he left the scene. But miraculously, Svetlana survived. She made a dash for safety, but unfortunately ran back into the arms of her attacker when looking for help. When she came upon Popkov's car coming down the road, Popkov, this time around, used his car as a weapon and hit her with the side of it, throwing her to the ground. He then dragged the girl further into the woodland and raped her again, and viciously beat Svetlana. The next thing Svetlana remembers is waking up in the morgue with a corpse lying next to her that had a toe tag on, and a man who was ready to examine her. Once realizing she was actually still alive, she was quickly transferred onto a ward, and her injuries were treated. Svetlana, unfortunately, was left with some brain damage from the brutal beating, and her hair had even turned completely grey overnight, with doctors stating that the attack had aged her by over 7 years. However, despite when Svetlana spoke to the police, even though she accounted her attack word for word and picked Popkov out from a photo, they still chose not to believe her story and instead decided to take the alibi from Popkov's wife and decided to do no further investigation into the attack. This mishandling of the case meant that Popkov was left undetected and free to commit more heinous crimes. Throughout his killing career, Popkov's knowledge meant he was always one step ahead. However, for all of his cunningness, he did make one error, and this error is what led to his arrest. This error was the use of his police vehicle during the attack. The off-road larder that was used to pick up the victims left tire tracks at the scene, and police knew that these tire tracks only belonged to one type of vehicle, and they knew exactly where to look for it. Their own fleet. This find, alongside the new introduction of DNA testing, meant the police had more at their disposal than they'd ever had before. So they set about DNA testing 3,500 current and retired officers. And Popkov, who had retired from the force at this point, was asked to come in and submit his evidence. Another error made by Popkov was that he had left his DNA at nearly all of the crime scenes. And when his DNA came back, he was 100% match. Furthermore, police were acutely aware one of his victims had contracted syphilis, and the attacker would have also contracted it too. And when tested, it was confirmed that Popkov did indeed have syphilis, and this made him suspect number one. Interestingly, when Popkov contracted syphilis, he claimed that this was the reason why he stopped killing in 2010, because it actually gave him impotency and he decided that he could no longer rape his victims, so he stopped killing. But as previously discussed, it is actually believed that he did still carry on killing until 2012, so there's no really found evidence against the syphilis excuse. But he did actually have it. Whether he passed it on to his wife is also unknown. it's not something that you're readily going to admit to either. So, with the mounting evidence against him, Popkov admitted to committing the crimes and willingly helped detectives in recovering the bodies of some of his victims, and even reconstructed the murders when taken to the scene. When being interviewed, Popkov never showed any remorse for his actions, but instead took pleasure in ridding the world of what he deemed immoral women, and believed that his crimes were fully justifiable. Interestingly, Popkov's daughter and wife refused to believe that Popkov could have been responsible for any of the killings, and his wife had previously given the police an alibi for his whereabouts on up to several occasions throughout the course of his murderous spree, and his daughter later stated, "Watch how a butcher works. He is covered in blood from head to toe." Did the women lay down meekly by themselves? I bet they would leave marks, bites, or scratches. You cannot hide this. But my father did not have any suspicious marks on his body or face. Despite this protest from his family, a jury and judge examined the evidence, and in 2015, Popkov was convicted of killing and raping 22 women and was sentenced to life. However, during his time in incarceration, he has admitted to a further 20 killings, and in December 2018, a new trial began, and this time he faced 60 murder charges. Overall, he was convicted of 56 murders and was sentenced to another life sentence in one of Russia's toughest maximum security facilities. And as of July 2020, he has come forward again and admitted to another two possible murders. This takes his body count to a staggering amount of 83. This making him Russia's most infamous serial killer. I would like to thank all of my listeners for tuning in to this episode of my podcast on the serial killer, Mikhail Popkov. And I hope you all enjoyed the episode and will keep coming back for more true crime cases. The references used for the information gathered for this podcast are as follows: Murderpedia, The Sun newspaper,